You're listening to a podcast from the Institute for Research on Poverty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm Dave Chancellor. This podcast series is based off of interviews with researchers that have given talks at IRP's weekly seminar series. For more information on the seminars or on IRP's other initiatives, visit us online at irp.wisc.edu. Recently, Chris Weimer of Stanford University's Center on Poverty and Inequality visited IRP for the annual Ridge Food Assistance Workshop. Weimer has been working on a project measuring food need in San Francisco and Marin County with Lucas Manfield, a Stanford graduate, and Amanda Notheft of the USDA. To begin, I asked Weimer how he got started on this project.
The starting point for the analysis was when the San Francisco Food Bank came to us a couple of years ago, and we're really keen to try to understand the dynamics of food need in the city. And there was essentially no really good data out there to help them understand how many people were not being served, why people weren't accessing their services. And they really had a perception that they had the capacity to serve more people with the donations that they were getting in. And we had seen in a separate project that we were doing on the impacts of the recession that food banks across the country were experiencing upticks in donations. So whereas charitable giving across a lot of nonprofit sector, across a lot of nonprofit organizations, it has been falling in the recession. It seemed to us from the data we were tracking that food banks, at least in large cities, were experiencing these surges in donations. And the San Francisco Food Bank had definitely experienced that.
With the understanding that San Francisco has a high cost of living and that there are many people struggling there, the food bank wanted to see how food need was changing in the Great Recession and what they could do about it. With that challenge, Weimer's team developed a fascinating measure to gauge unmet food need.
What you're trying to get at the end of the day is the number of meals that seem to be unmet or by various sources. And so if you think about it, there's the number of meals that people need, which is a pretty simple number to calculate. If you know the number of people who are low income, and you have to define that, but if you know the number of people who are low income, then you can just assume that people need generally 3 meals a day for 365 days a year. And so you just basically multiply that out, and that's our estimate of the total amount of need in the city.
Weimer says they define this low-income group as those under 185% of the federal poverty line. This number is used to figure eligibility for some food assistance programs and is also seen as the group of people most in need of food bank services. The second parameter that they look at is the number of meals that people can afford for themselves. But there's no clear percentage for what part of a person's budget should be devoted to food. So Weimer began to look at how much low-income people at different income ranges were spending on food, and what they found was that people were spending large portions of their household budgets, sometimes up to 40%, on food.
To our mind, we wouldn't want to then use that 40% figure to say that people can provide all these meals that 40% of their budgets would cover, because if you think about it, if you think of a family who's struggling to meet a variety of needs, raise their kids, put a roof over their head, afford health care, afford child care if they need it, work-related travel, all these kinds of things that families have to do to get by, you know, people are going to spend what they need to spend on food and shelter and might skimp on all these other things. They might live in substandard housing, or they might provide substandard childcare, or they might skimp on their medical care in order to put food in their kids' mouths. That's like the number one priority in a lot of cases with families who are under extreme hardships. So you don't want to take that 40% number as sort of a given and sort of, in a sense, legitimate all that other sacrifice that people are making. So what you really want to come up with is not an actual number of what people are actually spending, but a reasonable number for what people should reasonably be expected to afford.
To come up with that reasonable number, Weimer's team looked at the supplemental poverty measure developed by the U.S. Census Bureau and used that poverty line as a starting point. Weimer says that if you imagine a family that's right above the line, so a family that's just making it, it turns out they spend about 25% of their budgets on food.
And then what we do is we take that 25% and then we adjust it in various ways to take into account particularities of the Bay Area environment. So we know that shelter costs a lot more in San Francisco. And so what we do is we take that portion that's going to shelter, just like the portion that going to food, and we inflate that up by the relative cost of living in San Francisco. And then that winds up leaving less dollars, less money available for food and also for clothing and work-related travel and all that kind of stuff. And so we make a variety of other adjustments. We try to subtract childcare expenses for people who it looks like in the data would need childcare. We try to adjust for the higher cost of food in San Francisco. And so all these adjustments winds up moving that percentage that was 25% down to about, you know, 18 to 20% on average left over for food.
Once they established a baseline for a family food budget, the Stanford team accounted for the number of meals provided by government programs and the number of meals provided by nonprofits like the food bank.
And so once you have all those parameters, you can just subtract out and calculate the remainder, which is what we call the unmet food need. And we're very careful to say that we're not saying that those meals are all being skipped or everyone's hungry or all those meals are going uneaten by any means. As I said before, there's, you know, pretty good data that's saying people are, you know, scrimping and saving and cutting out a lot of things that they might need for their budget to make sure that they have enough to feed their kids.
Their original analysis of unmet food need went from 2007 to 2009. During that time, Weimer found that more and more people were falling under 185% of the federal poverty line in San Francisco and Marin County, so need was definitely increasing.
The amount of food that people were providing for themselves was staying pretty flat, but there was really large upticks both from the government support side and also from the food bank. So the food bank was providing a lot more pounds of food going out their doors in San Francisco and Marin. And government assistance programs were really responding to that underlying need, especially the food stamp program, which in California is called CalFresh. The number of people receiving that program, the number of people tapping that assistance, but also the value of that that food assistance increased during the recession, especially in 2009 under the stimulus bill. And so the combination of the food bank support and the CalFresh, the food stamp support, seemed to be almost reducing the amount of unmet food need in 2009 relative to 2008, sort of beating back the tide of that unmet food need in 2009.
Yet when Weimer returned to the data in 2010, he says that the underlying need was exploding as many more people qualified for food assistance.
Food stamps and the food bank continued to increase to meet that need, but in 2010, that need was really outpacing the increases in government and nonprofit support. And that sort of makes sense to us because we could, you know, the recession officially ended in 2009, according to you know, a variety of experts, but if you look in California and San Francisco, unemployment rates were still their highest in 2010. We were sort of expecting that 2010 might not as be sort of a hopeful story, and indeed that's what turned out. Our estimate of the unmet food need was a rise of something like 12, 13 million meals at the end of the day.
Weimer's team has begun to turn their efforts towards understanding the human story behind these numbers by talking to the people in San Francisco and Marin that are using, or eligible, but not using, food assistance. For more information on this work, visit the Stanford Center on Poverty and Inequality at inequality.com. Thank you to Chris Weimer for taking the time to talk to us. You've been listening to a podcast from the Institute for Research on Poverty.